Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks, Fear the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are the world's greatest Fear the Walking Dead mother and son podcast duo on the face of the earth.
Rantpocalypse, we're the same people, mother and son, Kelly and Justin, talking The Walking Dead, and Fear the Walking Dead, and 12 Monkeys, and Game of Thrones.
Oh,
and,
I know.
And many, many other shows.
Yeah, the season 2 of 12 Monkeys begins tonight.
It does. Actually, we're a day late. We have never been a day late for Fear of the Walking Dead, I don't believe.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. I just said that. It sounded good.
It sounded really great. But,
yes.
And then, of course, next Sunday, we've got Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
So much good TV.
Yes.
Don't know what to do about it.
I don't know what to do about it either. And this may be a normal thing for us. We may not be podcasting Fear the Walking Dead instantly after the episode airs. I'm not sure yet because Game of Thrones, that's our thing.
Or yeah.
At least that's my thing to watch it live. I mean, you love the show just as much as
yeah.
I do, but that's usually your thing of going to bed.
Yes.
There's usually not a Sunday night show that we typically podcast after The Walking Dead is gone off the air for the season. But with Fear the Walking Dead being butting up right against it, we went right into podcasting another show on Sunday nights instantly, which is tough for you because you have to go to work ASAP in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So it's not my favorite thing to do, the instant cast. So I say we kind of limit that to our favorite show, which is
Game of Thrones.
Is typically The Walking Dead.
Oh, I don't know about that. We may have
okay.
We may have to have rumbles off the air, people.
Well, Game of Thrones, I mean, we love that show, but it is definitely a show that you've got to watch a couple of times.
It's a deep, deep show.
Yeah.
It's for sure.
And I'm afraid to do a podcast about it. We've done it in the past. We've done little short, like 15-minute podcasts for it.
Yes.
I hate to devote a whole podcast to it because I'm not smart enough for that.
Well, think about it this way. There's a billion. And when I mean a billion, there's literally a billion other Game of Thrones podcasts, YouTube channels,
right.
Websites, books,
exactly.
Everything that is devoted to the smart people of Game of Thrones.
So
what I think is missing is the dumbed down version of Game of Thrones.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you know, these smart people, they got it covered. But for the rest of us.
That's
the rest
true.
Of the 99% of the world's population out there, like us,
yeah,
we're gonna rule. We're gonna be the Game of Thrones champions. We're gonna own the Iron Throne and
yeah.
make it our bitch.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that. I've been rewatching all of Game of Thrones. I've went back and I've started rereading the books, and hot damn, Game of Thrones is good. But that's not what we're here to do. We're here to talk about Fear of the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 2. I love talking like this. Season 2.
Episode 2.
Episode 2. Okay, I won't do it anymore. We All Fall Down was the name of this episode title. And in this episode, our group seeks shelter with a survivalist family. Madison tries to uncover the family's true motives, and Salazar works to uncover Strand's true intentions. I think I said true twice. I did. Damn it. So, what did you think about episode 2? Did it move you any more? Did it knock the hair back a little bit more? Did it blow your drawers off?
It did not.
Okay.
No.
I don't think you're alone.
Yeah, it didn't pick up for me. Did it for you?
No, it really didn't. It didn't pick up as much as I thought it would, especially as we left off in episode 1 where I thought that episode 2 was going to lead right into this whole boat chasing fiasco that we've kind of got in the background right now. I thought that the boat chase would come to the foreground instead of, honestly, it got pushed even farther back. So that kind of struck me as a surprise.
I watched the opening
three
different times because I kept thinking, I've missed something. How did they suddenly end up on the island? I mean, I figured it out.
Figured it out. Good job.
But I'm just saying, I kept thinking, no, wait a minute, we left it in this dire circumstances of this boat that's supposed to be chasing them. And then suddenly, oh, we're going to the neighbor's house.
Yeah, and it doesn't even make much sense when you look at it from the fact that Strand in this episode said that the boat that was chasing them was faster than them. Well, the boat was right on their ass in last week's episode, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe I missed a little something and the boat wasn't as close as I thought it was, because I literally thought it was right on top of them and it was going to come out from behind the smoke of that boat that had gotten shot up or whatever and overtake them. But that didn't happen. So I wanted to get this out of the way really quickly, because this episode to me begs a larger question of what is Fear the Walking Dead's story. And is Fear the Walking Dead more of a procedural than it is a serialized show? This felt like a villain of the week slash problem of the week that we had to solve. We solved it within the span of an episode, kind of like what a procedural would do. But in this episode, to me, we had this perfect setup for an uber creepy story with this survivalist dad that's possibly attempting to not only kill his family, but could have also attempted to take whoever else is around along for the ride.
Yeah.
In his, like, his death tour, basically. To me, it almost felt like we had the makings of, you remember in Telltale's The Walking Dead, and it was like season one, episode two or three, whenever Clem and Lee, they go on the St. John's Dairy Farm.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they get invited to dinner, and it's like, okay, you know, there's something slightly off about this family, but we're not quite sure what's off about them. And then you come to find out that these people are freaking cannibals, and they're eating people that they've, like, you know, said they're going to help along the way. Sorry for the spoiler alerts, but the game's like 5 years old at this point.
it's been out a while.
it's been out for a while. But, I mean, we could have had something like that. Now, it wouldn't have been a cannibal situation, but a situation of, like, all of a sudden they're eating dinner and this dude is like pop them basically roofies for all intents and purposes, whatever pills that knock people out, and, you know, they're all groggy, and it could have lasted longer than one episode. Like, we could have spent some time here with this dude George, and it could have led to some really, really intense, creepy situations. But yet they just cut the tension and suspense with, like, straight down with a butter knife, basically.
Well, they quickly became friends.
Yeah.
But such great friends that the woman wants to give her children to them. She doesn't know them from anybody.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I kept thinking, oh my God, this can go someplace really interesting.
Yeah. And then it just led to Madison's dumb idea of taking the kids.
Yeah.
So frustrating. So frustrating, Fear of the Walking Dead. Because I was talking to my girlfriend about it. We just watched the episode. And it's not a bad show. So at least to me. It may be to you that at this point, which I feel bad for you that I make you watch it every week still.
No, I would still watch it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like must-see event TV.
Right.
Yes. No, I completely agree. And I know that we're not the only ones feeling this way, because I follow Ronnie Hayes, I follow the ZeusTuber, we follow a lot of other podcast people, and I think we're all in the same boat that, oh God, no puns intended. Shit.
I started to go there earlier, but then you cut me off, so I didn't get to go there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, one of us was going to use the bad boat puns joke. I'm pretty sure you used a really bad one last week, so it's only fair I get one this week.
Well, part of my frustration too, I mean, or my bafflement is, we did just find out that it was renewed for season 3.
Yes.
I feel really horrible about saying this, but I don't see where they're coming from quite yet to make that call.
I guess, I mean, it got like 8 million viewers or something like that. I believe it was less than the season one finale, though. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if maybe the people behind The Walking Dead and now Fear the Walking Dead pushed it so hard, because they're like, we have this ultimate story that we want to tell. yeah, you know, people are hating on the show and they don't really like the characters, but we've got this place and we're going to take the show there and it's going to blow everybody's minds away because maybe they're going to take it somewhere where it has this amazing crossover appeal with The Walking Dead, with the main storyline that still gets 14.5 million, you know, 20 million people after three days plus live or something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what's selling them. And plus, to me, I felt like they needed to do this now, especially for the Fear of the Walking Dead showrunners. They needed to get this pushed through because come this Sunday, their ass is grass.
Yeah.
Like, Game of Thrones is going to own big time.
Do they not look at the calendar? I mean, I think HBO probably put this out for
a long time ago. Yeah.
Why would you try to compete as the same night as Game of Thrones? And I realize we all have DVRs, and they don't maybe necessarily care that if we watch it live.
Yeah.
Well, so
they do for those commercials. There wasn't even any cool commercials during this viewing. I don't remember.
I saw no Nathan Drake at all.
Yeah. No Nathan Drake. No Jaime Lannister.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. The season three, I do feel like that they really wanted to push it through before Game of Thrones came out because at this point, that's what I'm really interested in seeing next week is I want to see those numbers up against the premiere because they're going to be on at the exact same time, 9/8 Central, and Game of Thrones is looking really, really strong for season six.
Oh my God.
The previews and trailers, I've heard people like just raving about them. I feel really bad because we're really not breaking down the episode of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, we're really not. So we need to stop talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So back to the episode. The whole cutting the tension in this episode really, really annoyed me. And then just the fact that we keep continuing to get these ideological conundrums in every episode. It's really tough to keep watching that because we already saw a lot of that before in The Walking Dead.
You have to remember, you don't know anything about The Walking Dead in this world.
Okay, yeah.
So we don't know all the things we already know. We already know way more than these characters know. But they've already seen some crap. They've seen some stuff, but they keep doing stupid stuff anyway. Like, for one, going to this house on this island and screaming, "Hey, what are y'all doing in there? Hey, we're out here. I brought my whole family. We all just walked up."
Yeah, that's a perfect example. The way that Travis was saying basically that, what did he say? He said something along the lines of, you know, we're not here to harm you guys. We're okay. And the guy goes, what makes you think it's safe here?
Yeah.
Travis goes, you have nothing to fear from us. What about from this crazy ass
exactly.
dude on the that's on this like secluded island to himself? And has guns, which I don't think he came out. I don't remember him coming out with a gun in this episode, but
who knows? My first thought is always going to be, if I'm walking up with my family, is not what harm I'm not going to worry about explaining to you that I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
My thought is going to be, what is this idiot going to try to do to us?
That's so very true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of that I'll be able to take on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it is weird to think that we're still in this situation with these characters. I think that's the hardest pill to swallow because we're in 8 episodes deep.
Right.
I mean, in 6 episodes, and again, I know I said this last week that I would not compare it to The Walking Dead. And I don't want to compare it.
Is like the third time in this episode even.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But through 8 episodes, through 6 episodes, we already really liked the characters. We already knew like some of the tensions and what was going on between the characters with Shane and Rick. I mean, that was the main plot, main storyline that was kind of driving all of the major tension within the group. And now in 8 episodes deep, we
don't know these people.
Yeah, we still don't really know these people, which is really weird. We don't know them all that well. And I don't really understand that. And it's not the actors for me. And I think you as well. We talked about this before Fear the Walking Dead aired, that we love Kim Dickens. Mm-hmm. We love the guy that played Travis right now. But really liked him as well. And I freaking love Alicia's character on the 100. She is freaking amazing on the 100. Badass.
Yeah.
In this episode, I wrote down, she wins the Dumbass of the Week award, which I think that's going to be, to me, that needs to be a weekly thing until these fools start acting right in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
But yeah, I nominate her Dumbass of the Week award for listening to her headphones in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And going to places that they hadn't checked out yet. It wasn't it'd be one thing if she was walking around just the main house or like the boat area.
Yeah, she
went
to the ranger station with headphones and no knife, no gun.
No.
I that just blew my mind.
Does anybody else top her for the Dumbass of the Week award? Is she official?
She's the official winner.
Season 2, episode 2, We All Fall Down, Dumbass of the Week award winner.
And I want to keep a running total. In episode 2, it was Alicia. All right.
In episode 1, it was Nick. Okay. Or was it Chris?
No, Nick. Because Nick jumped in the water. Even though if he was trying to be brave, it didn't matter. It was still stupid.
Yeah, because I would have been like, hey, Nick, you can let Chris die. Just let him die. Let him go.
Yeah.
Let him spread wings and fly out there and get eaten. Because I would have been okay with that. Because he was a pain in the ass again in this episode. Yeah, just a real, real douchehead.
Okay. And what we're calling it, the Dumbass of the Week. All right.
Yes, Dumbass.
Dumbass of the Week. All right. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll watch it just to be able to name somebody that.
Name somebody the Dumbass of the Week? Yeah. I mean, whatever keeps us going at this point, you know, because I say that, but I do for me, I think I like this episode more than the premiere. Maybe. Okay, maybe I didn't.
I don't know.
How about we just
do our top three?
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be those people. We don't want to be those people.
No, I don't like beating shows up.
No.
I certainly don't.
Especially one that we want to love so bad.
Yeah, I mean it has something. It has something there. I mean, it's got zombies.
Yeah.
So that's like a, if you just have zombies, you're probably at a 70% grade for me.
Exactly. You are so close to being there.
Yeah, you just got to push it that extra 10, you know, 15%, and then you're like a really good show, video game, comic book, movie, whatever. So they just got to work on that. They got the zombies, so they just
need to work on us liking the characters.
Yeah.
Because I still don't. I don't have a reason to like them.
No. I don't get it either. Like, why do I not like these characters?
I know. I mean, I
want to like Travis.
I would wave at Travis.
Yeah.
Madison, I would, you know.
I don't know if
I'd be happy to see her at school.
Madison's kind of, she's kind of scary. She's straight up, she,
What is it that's scary about her?
Because
now we're going to get into some feministic kind of things right here.
I mean, it is straight up feministic because
exactly.
Madison,
so what's your problem with that?
Madison threw down the Poonani gauntlet.
The what?
The Poonani gauntlet.
Okay.
She threw it down on Travis, and that's not fair, people. Just because you got it, and the dudes want it.
What did she say to him?
You can't be throwing that down all the time, and she throws it down a lot. Throwing it down.
I don't recall.
How did she do it? Because she said, take the kids because I say so.
Oh, did she say that?
I'm about to put this Poonani chastity belt on, and you're not getting no more.
Wow.
Yeah. Madison, stop with the low blows.
Yeah.
Travis can't take it no mo. He says, hey, now, woman, there's really not a lot of other women around here, so I'm going to have to take this. Shit. Oh, poor Travis. That was it. That was my only other thought on Madison and Travis there. So do you want to get to our top three?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
I think that's kind of part of why we're here, right?
I think so.
And I know you get to kick it off.
I do. So let's get to our top three moments from Fear the Walking Dead, episode 2. And the first one, Zombieland and Fear the Walking Dead. This is something that I supremely hope that we get because, you know, we do see some foreshadowing sometimes. Just like in The Walking Dead, Morgan got that gun, and then he ended up using the gun in the finale and shooting that dude. Well, Travis, he's talking with George, and they're looking what looks to be, you said, the Santa Monica Pier, right?
That's what it looked like to me.
Yes, it looked like it some kind of carnival rides. I saw a Ferris mm-hmm. wheel, right. And I'm just praying that our group goes there. And we have zombies
and that it's
in the
awesome.
Amusement park. Yes, I'm hoping.
That would be super cool.
It would be super cool. I mean, think about all the cool weapons, and you're going to get clown zombies. You're going to get giant zombies if it's like one of those kind of things.
You mean like a circus?
Yeah, like a circus.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
there's some circus things there.
What was interesting to me, because they're supposedly on an island, and because, as you know, Justin, mm-hmm. You know, your grandmother and grandfather, Fisher peoples, and they used to fish at
Fisher.
I don't want to say fishermen because your grandmother was not a fisherman. She was a fisher person.
A woman? I mean, fisher, I think she was a fisher, woman, right?
She
did
was.
Birth you.
She did birth me. But I'm going for the generic person.
Oh,
fisher
you're
persons.
One of those people.
Anyway, they used to go out to Catalina Island all the time, and this was Katrina Island.
Yeah, I saw that, or I heard that. Yeah,
Katrina yeah, Island. Which I looked up, and there isn't. So I wonder why they had to make up.
That is weird. Why would they need to make up a random island if we know that the show's taking place in Los Angeles? And they're headed to San Diego and Mexico.
Right.
These are not fictional places. They're actual real places.
Yeah. Catalina Island is 20 miles off of Los Angeles. So, you know, it's an easy boat ride. I thought, what are they trying to do here? So anyway.
That's very weird.
That's one of those weird points that I point out. And then later on I go, what the fuck was I? Oh, why did I say that?
Yeah. Why was I bitching about that?
God, how stupid.
There's so many other things to bitch about.
I know, that's so
dead.
True. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, our number two in our top three is the Strand v. Daniel convo. That whole conversation. Because, you know, Strand says he doesn't like sitting on his behind on a $10 million boat. And Daniel's like, what? What do you mean a million dollar or $10 million boat? Why don't you just say your, stop laughing at me, Justin. I'm drinking.
No, okay.
Just FYI. Just FYI. So I'm just wondering, are we finally going to maybe get a little more insight about the mysterious Mr. Strand?
I hope we do. I mean, we had an interesting conversation that he had with somebody on, was it a sat phone or was it a regular phone? I can't recall it at this point.
Well, it was really small.
It was really small.
Like a regular cell phone.
Yes.
But I thought those went bye-bye.
I did too, but they wouldn't have this quickly, would they? I mean, those are just satellite towers that just ping off of stuff.
Yes, but we know that all down the coast has been bombed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what it was, but he was talking on the phone to somebody, and he goes, yes, it's me. What's the latest you can push it down, or push it, sundown, I'll be there. Which they were, that means tonight. So wherever he's trying to get, unless the whoever he was talking to was like, yeah, sundown on 2 days from now or something like that.
By the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Sundown. Yeah, sundown by the
episode 8.
Yes, by the end of the season, you better get here. But Strand, he is such an interesting character, and we talked about him last week that he's the most pragmatic character. I mean, he's the one that shut that shit down real quick with Madison. He was like, that kid's not coming on the boat. take his ass off the boat. Kids are a liability. They're worthless. They're not going to do shit around here that's going to help me out. And he does, you know, he says that to Daniel Salazar, that it's okay, you know, that he's taken on these other people because they got water and he's a hell of a fisherman. So my biggest question for Strand is, what does he want to do with these people? Does he have like some zombie slave trade thing going on and he's just recruiting these people that can handle themselves and he's gonna sell them to even worse people?
That's what happens when you get on somebody's boat that you don't know.
I think so as well. And that would be a very interesting twist in The Walking Dead. In Fear of the Walking Dead. But it's an interesting twist, which usually means that they're not going to do it. Because, I mean, think about how cool that would be if all of a sudden we see, you know, Madison and Travis's family being sold into, like, these really bad people in the zombie apocalypse. Like, think being sold into Negan's group, but worse than that. Like, almost like a combination of all the really shitty people that we've met on The Walking Dead thus far. Like, a combination of the governor, the cannibals, Negan, and we're the worst people. And that's what the show is about. It was about this family not only trying to survive in the zombie apocalypse, but being trapped or whatever in this place.
I don't
place.
Know. Maybe you've come up with spinoff number three.
I think I have. I think we came up with spinoff number three last year when it was, which I think a lot of people thought of as far as Kim Dickens' character going to be a villain in future
right.
seasons of The Walking Dead.
But no,
Dead.
They shut that down.
Yeah, they shut that down really quickly. So,
you know, we had these hopes uh-huh. that this could get really interesting. Nope. Mm-mm. Don't go there.
No, it's all about saving your family. Pretty similar characters, storylines as The Walking Dead, which Nick at this point, not Nick, excuse me, Chris. I apologize, yeah. Nick. You're badass. Chris at this point is basically Carl from, what was it, season four when he was such a little shit and he had the pudding yeah. and he was mean to Rick yeah. and everything. He got out of it. Mm-hmm. He snapped out of it really quickly. We've gotten 8 episodes of like that Carl that was a pain in the butt. So that's really rough. Chris, ooh, you're grating on my nerves in this episode.
At least he was trying to learn some skills, though. I did kind of, you know, have to tip my hat just a little bit. And I thought, Travis, you're being kind of a dick for getting on to him while he's trying to learn some zombie killing skills.
No, and I completely agree. And that's where I think a lot of people find fault with Travis's character. And I think I saw a Facebook post a few minutes ago that said Travis needs to let his nuts drop because he still continues to kind of...
You'll change your tune as soon as your kid gets eaten because you didn't let him learn anything.
That's true. It's very true. I mean, he points it out to George. Oh, yeah, he used to mow the lawn and do the dishes and tidy his room and yada, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's when George kind of sets him straight. But we've already seen that because I thought Daniel set him straight in season one. I thought we already got that.
Yes, I thought we had moved on.
Yeah. Ah, damn it. Then I think about it again. Okay. Well, moving on. Strand, he's very interesting. Strand versus Daniel, who you got?
Oh, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Daniel.
He's very cruel, as Ophelia mm-hmm. pointed out earlier in the episode, whenever she compared him to the zombie apocalypse. It's a tough one. We haven't really seen Strand's ruthless side in the sense of, I mean, we saw Salazar totally and brutally
peel that kid's skin
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly. We saw him torture the crap out of that guy, Sean Hattissey's character. We haven't seen the physical side of Strand. We know that he's got the smarts. Like, we know that he can move the chess pieces how he wants to move them. He's kind of like, to me, speaking of Game of Thrones, he's kind of more of the Tywin Lannister. Or Littlefinger. Littlefinger might be a more apt description than Tywin Lannister. But I think that he's got Tywin Lannister in him. We just haven't seen it come out yet.
See, at this point, I don't know what to think about him. I mean, just because he's got a fancy house and a nice boat.
Yes.
What do we know?
No, we don't know a lot. He is by far the most mysterious character, I think, on the show. The other ones, we don't know them that well. I don't know if we ever will really know them all that well. You know, Ophelia, she comes around here and there. Alicia, I guess
Alicia did win the Dumbass of the Week award.
So she did win the Dumbass of the Week award. That's very true. Well, all right, let's get to our number one.
Okay. How much hate mail are we going to get from this?
I don't care. at this point, to me, it's I think people, I mean, you have those other, you have the Walking Dead podcasts out there that's like their shtick.
That's their whole thing.
Is to hate on the show. Right. And if you listen to any of our Walking Dead podcasts, we're definitely not that. But I mean, you got to call it like it is, and it really sucks. I want to love this show. I want to be like, hell yeah, I'm tuning in every Sunday. But I just can't lie. It's just not.
We're about to jump ship. Yeah. Oh, see.
There's so many good, horribly bad puns.
Puns, exactly.
About this show. But number one was a really cool moment though, and that was Zombie Kid. Which we haven't got. I don't think we try to think back. Have we received a zombie kid that actually ate someone?
Yeah, no, not that we've got to witness. Now, Dwayne did. No, I take that back. It was his mom that killed him, yeah. Morgan's son. So no, we haven't really heard about. We've definitely not witnessed
no.
it. And this we got to witness, and that was pretty cool. Even though we didn't get to witness it quite as much as I would have liked to see.
I know. You only saw one really, really good shot of Willa as she ate her mom, and it was like she was, you know, like she was pulling a bit from her neck, is what it looked like. But it was a really intense scene. I didn't see that coming. That Willa was going to be the one that turned. I honestly I think it did take me by surprise.
I was definitely surprised.
You know, that's what ultimately happened in this episode, is that one of the family members turned into a walker.
No, I thought we were going to drag those kids around from now until forever.
God, no.
To where we hated them. These two adorable children, that they would become huge pains in our hiney.
Yeah, that, I was afraid of that. But I should have known, you never trust a ginger. And that one ginger kid...
What, the brother? The big brother is a ginger?
Good God. Did you not see the fire red crotch hair on his head?
I just thought he was a very attractive young man. So
He was straight up ginger.
And you know what? Justin's favorite people are gingers.
They are.
So.
But that doesn't mean I don't know if I trust him or not. I can love you, but I may not trust you. Ygritte from Game of Thrones, love the crap out of her. I wouldn't turn my back on her ass.
Yeah,
I'd
that's
be afraid
true.
I was going to get shivved in the back or bow and arrow in the back. Yeah. I would, it would be rough.
I hated to see him go because he seemed like he was a really strong character. It was somebody that would actually be an asset to our group. He knew stuff.
That's true. That's very true.
So, but we didn't see him die, so... I mean, it could be that we come back to Katrina Island, and
I don't think he will.
Maybe he and Alicia will make beautiful babies together someday.
I don't know about that. Maybe wishful thinking on Alicia's part. I think Alicia is. I don't think she's gonna have a boyfriend for a while, and I think she's gonna meet this guy she talked to and not gonna like him that much.
I don't think he's a nice guy.
Yeah, whenever they meet him. So, well, that's it. I think that's our top three. Do you have any other thoughts on the episode? I did want to get to some feedback that we received about the episode on a email, which is thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. If you would like to email us, do you have any other thoughts on the episode?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't think I have any thoughts either. I mean, I think the only other thing that I really liked in this episode was, even though I can't even think right now. This is how this episode does to me. This show does to me right here. But I talked about the fact that I didn't like the whole ideological discussions, but there was one that I really enjoyed, and that was the one between George and Travis. And whenever George tells Travis that we are the weeds that Mother Nature is pulling, and that, you know, he truly believes that this is Mother Nature's just extinguishing of all of the bad people in humanity and whatnot.
Yeah, it was a nice callback to Travis's whole thing last year when, you know, when he was teaching his kids and it was nature always wins.
Yeah.
So I thought that part was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And the fact that Alicia said, we definitely stopped the climate crisis.
Yes. Now that was interesting. Yeah.
I thought that was a nice little touch as well. Did you think Nick was going to use the drugs?
Well, that's why he was looking for them.
See, I don't think he was. I think he genuinely had like some insights and he was thinking ahead, and he wasn't quite feeling everything that was going on in this house, and that's why he went roaming around and stuff. But
yeah.
At first I was like, damn, Nick's gonna go through a relapse and he's gonna start using the drugs again, and we're gonna get that Nick again, which would have sucked, but thankfully he didn't. So okay, one last thing. This is from Elizabeth, aka what's her fucking name? Which I love that. Because she'll never let you forget that. She says, well, fear is finally here. I was pretty anxious about the episode, or how the episode would be. This is talking about the first premiere episode. I have to say that I was pleasantly relieved. I thought that overall it was pretty decent. The cold open was anything but, and Nick was the man. I was concerned that there would be a Weekend at Bernie's situation developing with Liza all along for the fun and action.
Yes, I thought so too.
Very, very nicely put.
Which would have been awesome.
Yes. that would have been incredible had they kept her going for the entire season.
Throughout the season. Set her up at the dinner table, yeah. You know.
Liza's hanging out with George in the group. They're playing with those creepy dolls with the, you know, yep. With the
red
dots on their head. And then they put one on Liza's head. And it would have just been fantastic. So she says that Alicia giving away everything to a stranger, but the most important piece that grounded everything to a halt was Strand's reciting of his rules. That speech ranks only second to the Gettysburg Address in brevity and directness. It was. That's why I made our top three last week, because it was so freaking good. She said, however, it did point out two very good questions. Who is the leader and who do they think is the leader? Given Daniel's earlier statement that this was not a time to be owing to anyone, it can't be sitting well with him. It is a good question, though. Who is the leader in this group?
Madison.
I think so as well, because she's got the power of the Punani. And we know it's very powerful.
Punani power!
Yes, exactly. Whenever, like, her and Alicia... And that's it. But then they're like, Punani powers combined. We are Captain Punani. Yeah.
I think we can turn this into a comedy in so many ways.
Yeah, I think so as well. But she said, Justin, you couldn't have been more right about Chris. The kid has problems originating prior to his mother's death and centers around Travis. I wrote in my notes that Chris has all the makings of a serial killer, people.
Yeah, he made me really nervous. You know, he was learning new skills at the fence, but there was something about his glee mm-hmm. in doing it that I'm thinking, oh, this is odd.
Yes.
You're not supposed to. Okay, now I will. We have characters in The Walking Dead that enjoy it.
Lizzie.
Lizzie enjoyed it, but Abraham loves killing walkers as well.
But he's so joyful in it. That it's more of like he's just playing a game of baseball.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did think of Lizzie also.
Yeah. That's I think of Lizzie, and I think of another Game of Thrones character. I'm just gonna I've been watching it so damn much, but freaking Ramsay Bolton.
Oh my god.
Or Ramsay Snow, yeah. Depending on
No, he's been. They've made him into.
He's been officially decreed a Bolton.
Exactly, he's a Bolton. Yeah. Yep. He's no longer a Snow.
No, but I mean, he takes quite a lot of glee in killing people and flaying them of their skin.
It's rough. I've been rewatching that.
Yeah, it's the old lady. So sad. But yeah, Chris, he scares me. Even though he annoys me, but he also scares me, and I don't think that I would leave him. Like, he's another one. Wouldn't walk away from him without one eye over my shoulder, because if I was Travis, I'd lock his ass down. He would be in a straitjacket on the boat, and I would have to feed him.
Yeah.
Because it's not all that stable right now, so.
If I was Madison, I wouldn't let my kids around him.
I would not either. I mean, even Nick, in this freaking episode, Nick tries to reach out to him, and he's saying, oh, you know, hey, you need people around you. And Chris was such a dick to him, too. Like, I get it that you're a dick to your dad. That's one thing. Nick's cool. Nick could be your buddy. There's not a whole lot of other buddies around in the zombie apocalypse, man. Beggars can't be choosers. And Nick happens to be pretty cool. And Alicia's hot. Dude, you're in like the freaking perfect scenario. What the hell do you have to be mad about? You're on a $10 million yacht boat thingy. You got a hot chick that was kind of into you in season one towards the end.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't have a lot of options.
Right.
What an idiot.
She's got all those hormones.
Exactly.
Currently running through her.
Dude.
And some wine. She had some wine going through her as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris is over there pouting away.
Yep.
He's like, dump Liza off in last week's episode when she could have had so much fun here at Catalina Island or wherever I'm at, Katrina Island. And then Elizabeth, she ends her message to us. She said, didn't want y'all to think that I'd forgotten about you, which we don't even know. Like, there are a lot of people still watching Fear the Walking Dead after The Walking Dead. I think a lot of people don't because they were so put off by the first season. But she also said, I can't believe how much work goes into podcasting. My hat is off to you guys for doing it so well, until she listened to tonight's episode. Thank you so much for that, Elizabeth. And she even included, I don't know if she wants us to tell.
Sure she does.
Okay, well, it's, I don't know what she's going to do with this, but she sent us a fan fiction story that takes place in the Walking Dead universe. And from the little bit that I see the first paragraph of it, it says, Paula began the zombie apocalypse as a wife and mother working as a secretary living in Baltimore and working in Washington, D.C. So
yeah, she was so inspired by Paula's character.
Yeah.
That she said she had to write, you know, just this whole backstory for her, which I got so excited when she sent us the email and said that she was going to do that. I'm like, please, please send it. So I'm glad that she did.
Well, I missed that one because I didn't even know she was doing this, but I can't wait to read it. If she doesn't mind us sharing it with everybody at some point, maybe we'll share it on our Facebook group, because it looks really cool. I mean, it even has some art to go with it. Paula's Zombie Apocalypse, which it looks really neat. I'm excited to check it out. So thanks so much, Elizabeth, for sending that over to us. I can't wait to check into Paula's backstory, because then I'll think more about Alicia Witt. So
please, Chris.
Appreciate that. Stop. Thank you so much. Well, I think that's it. I think that wraps up our discussion for Fear the Walking Dead, We All Fall Down, Season 2, Episode 2. I'm going to give the episode 2.5 bacons out of 5.
I'll go with that.
Okay. Sounds good. 50-50. So
yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to our rambles. You can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. It's The Walking Naked on there. Check out our YouTube page. It's Rantpocalypse on YouTubes. And we'll also be back with 12 Monkeys. So definitely, if you love that show, it's great. Check out our podcast. It's 12 Monkeys, A Walking Naked Podcast. And we'll, of course, have stuff up on our YouTube page as well. And thanks so much. And we'll be back for episode 3 of Fear the Walking Dead.
Fingers crossed.
dollar.